Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Pens podcast, a podcast all about beauty, skincare, makeup, the influencer world. And that's about it. I'm Robert Welsh.
Yes, and I'm James Welsh.
All right.
Yes.
Now what?
now what are you going to do about that then?
Now what about it?
Now what about it?
Oh God, I'm dropping out. My desk is such a mess. I have crap everywhere. It's all falling over.
Let me tell this. I think we tell this already, but whenever we film the joint channel over at Robert's house, and his desk is always a mess of like the week's content that he's done, and it's always just pushed around the sides. And why are you eating the second half of that Kinder egg that you know?
Because you're talking. I thought I could finish it before you're done.
But listen, do you know what? I'd be lying if I said that mine wasn't the same. But do you know what I've done, Robert, that's really helped?
Hired a cleaner.
No. Is a Bits box.
Don't tell me about Bits. I have Bits bags. Bits boxes everywhere.
I just have a box that I put all my shit into. Then I organise it like 3 weeks later when I could be bothered.
Yeah, I'm on about 5 weeks later and I haven't done it. I have so many bits everywhere. But
yeah,
it's difficult because... No, let me finish this. Because I don't have to go looking for makeup because the next week I get sent new makeup. So I'll just use this. So I haven't looked in any of the bags or anything, you know?
You need to then get rid of it.
I now have a problem.
Yeah, you know what you have now is a problem.
I need to go through... all my makeup. There's something about the influencer space right now that seems ridiculous to have so much makeup. I don't know what it is. I just feel like it's not a thing. Do you know what I mean?
I think because reviews aren't important anymore. Like, I don't think people are really into product reviews, so there's no point collecting all this stuff PR hasn't caught up with that, and I guess we haven't either, but
I feel like reviews is a TikTok thing because it's a very quick review, but it's always a new product every whatever, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, listen, James, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is there anything you've been loving this week?
Yes, and it's a cleanser. Do you know what? It's the Bondi Sands Freshen Up Nourishing Gel Cleanser.
Oh, I have some of their stuff here.
Yeah, I have to be honest, I'm not like 100% in love with their sunscreen, the one that went viral, because it's really greasy, it's really grizzly, it's oily, and the thought of like reapplying that every couple of hours on my face kind of like made me feel very suffocated. But their Freshen Up Cleanser, I can't remember how much it was, but it's relatively well priced, has aloe vera in it, which is really lovely. It's one of my favorite ingredients of all time because it's like soothing along with chamomile. And it's just like a nice cleanser that when you apply it onto your skin, it's like cooling and you can feel your skin being soothed. Then it rinses away. No, it lathers up very lightly and then you rinse it away and your skin feels like untouched. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel dry. It doesn't feel stripped, but it's got rid of like oily, grizzly, oiliness. Yeah. And it works really well as a double cleanse as well. Like put on dry skin and then foamed up and then like another cleanse again without drying you out too much. It's really, really nice. I think the Bondi Sands skincare line, not just the sunscreen, is something I have to look a little bit more into. But yeah, really love that.
Yeah, nice. I have one of their serums here that I tend not to use too often.
Oh. What one is it?
Australian Emu Apple.
No, is that not Bond, like Sky something?
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, wrong brand.
What brand is that?
Sand and Sky.
Sand and Sky, that's it.
Why have the same name? Why have exactly the same name?
It's very similar.
Robert, actually, speaking of the same name, is there anything you've been up in?
Yes. Now, everybody knows I love, everyone ever, even people who don't know me, knows I love Lisa Eldridge, the brand, and the artist. And I always recommend her foundations. I always recommend her highlighters. And she's come out with a new range of lipstick recently called the Luxuriously Lucent Lip Color. They're all beautiful lipsticks, sorry, and shades. There's one shade in particular called Le Mépris, which is this nude, which is just the perfect peachy nude. It's not flesh, so it doesn't give you like early 2000s lipstick lips. It's like has a nice shine to it. It's not hydrating to a point where it's glossy, but it has this hydration kind of like look to it and feel to it where you can't feel it's like any kind of heaviness on the lip. It's it's just a beautiful, beautiful shade. And again, coming from Lisa Eldridge's brand, it's almost like these colours are like staples that I think people need in their lipstick kit, you know? Anything like, I think when a makeup artist makes a brand, they always put the staples in their collection and then a few like, signature colours. And this one, I just think is such an incredible nude. I don't think I really own a nude like it. It has a warmth to it without going red or pink. It's very like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's like a browny peachy nude without being that reddy browny peachy nude and not being cold in terms of nudeness. Yeah. I like it a lot.
So I just love looking at her products because they're all, you can see like the years of experience and the knowledge of makeup.
Yeah.
And her hobby of collecting vintage makeup within her products.
Exactly, yeah.
There's something about her products that I just want to touch all the time.
I know. Well, James,
I just want to wear gloves and touch them.
Exactly. So that's that then. Right, let's take a break because we have a very confusing subject for this week. let's take a break right now and we'll be back.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, welcome back. So we spoke earlier about my messy desk. And last week we spoke about products that we really, really like at the moment. And this week is kind of another product situation, but I can't tell you how, you know, when people show like pictures of like teenage rooms and like the floor is just covered in shit. That's my desk at the moment. There is food wrappers. There are tissues. There are cans. There's everything everywhere mixed in with makeup and everything like that. Luckily, this is all my own personal stuff. Otherwise, it'll be a hygiene situation that someone can sue me over if I use that.
They might grow something on their skin. I'm
they'll,
the same.
They'll have I've got mushrooms growing out their eyelids.
I've got a load of random shit on my desk. I did cuss you out earlier for a messy desk, but listen, mine is just as bad. Exactly. My microphone is bouncing on a lip balm. Like, it's a bit of a mess.
my phone is currently on top of things, and I'm too scared to pull anything out because I feel like everything will fall. Yeah.
So what we're going to do, whether we like the product or not, it might not even be makeup. I don't even know what I'm surrounded by. We're just going to grab any product from our desk and talk about it, basically.
Yeah, what's in our mess?
Yeah, do you want to go first?
Listen, I'll go first.
Okay.
These are really interesting.
It's a packet of crisps.
Hang on, wait, let me find out what they actually are. No, listen, one thing I do always keep on my desk, because I'm at my computer every day, is anything I feel I have to take daily, right? Yeah. And I've become, like, really into, like, South Korean, like, supplements and, like, health things. And one thing I kept seeing, like, on TikTok and, like, idols, like, modeling for are kind of, like, these collagen jellies.
Yeah.
So they kind of look like Froobs, you know, like, tube yogurt. But it's, like, a jelly of, like, collagen. Oh, and this, is, I believe, is, like, this is I'm Alive kombucha. Hang on, let me just double check that I'm eating the right thing. Let me just have a look at what I actually ordered.
It's for pregnant women.
Yeah. To make your milk better. I don't know. But, yeah, here we go. This is I'm Alive kombucha collagen 506 jelly sticks. And this is pomegranate.
How does it taste?
The idea... Really, really good. Yeah. Really good. So it's a live kombucha made of organic green tea and fermented for 506 hours. So that's meant to be good for your gut, right?
Like Yeah, fermented.
It's got fish collagen in and a natural pomegranate extract. And it's meant to be good for your skin and health.
Nice.
Yeah, so obviously collagen, like, you don't take it, you can't put it on your skin and it does anything, but if you eat it internally, it's meant to be good for things like your bones and your body and your skin and your muscles and all that kind of stuff.
Do you actually take it daily? Because I have things I'm gonna take daily and I always forget.
No, I've been taking it daily because it's literally sat right next to me, so I remember it all the time. Robert, pick something.
I'm trying to look at everything, but I'm like, this bottle's lid. Actually, you know what? I am going to talk about that in a weird way, right? So I've been talking about this before, but for like my like gut health, because I have IBS quite badly, I found that intermittent fasting helps me have that break in between eating and almost gives my system time to digest whatever. People claim it's good for weight loss, but I don't really know about that. So I've been trying to find ways when I'm fasting to make, you know, this is why I started drinking sparkling water.
Make it fun
because you can't have anything with like flavor in. And I was like, okay, sparkling water is a little bit different to flat water. So I was drinking that. And I thought, let me try San Pellegrino. You know San Pellegrino? They make for really San nice like, little cans. You have to tear off a foil on the top. Mm-hmm. And you make that really like bitter lemon drink, which is actually really nice. They do like normal sparkling water. And it was on offer. Usually I wouldn't buy it because it's ridiculously expensive. And it tastes like blood. So I was... Right?
Like
so I was
copper,
drinking it and I was like,
blood.
This is so strange. Like maybe it's because it was in a glass bottle. I was like, this tastes really, really, really strange. And it just tastes like pure blood. Whereas, this is so boring. I'm comparing cheap and expensive water. But then we had like bulk buy water from Costco and it tastes just fine. Mm. So,
Right.
This is what happens when you just pick anything off your table and talk about it.
Yeah, it tastes just fine.
It tastes just fine.
Everything you have on your desk, you picked up a bottle lid. That's good.
So I just wanted to tell everyone. San Pellegrino tastes like blood water, so don't buy it.
It does. It tastes like metal on the can that's coming.
Yeah. I'm just going to talk about the first thing I pick up. I don't care.
Okay. Right, listen.
That's the name of the game.
My next one is actually... That's the name of the game. I've actually got the Kylie Skin lip oil set.
What? Oh, I'm so over lip oils. I'm just so bored of lip oils.
I don't know why I got them because I don't like lip oils.
I think I was
buying like something for a celebrity skincare video, then I didn't really want to use it.
Yeah. Let me just say, there are two brands that do a good lip oil is Sigma and Luna Beauty. They're the only two brands that do a good, comfortable lip oil. The rest of them, greasy, horrible, shitty mess. Shitty mess.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's a shitty mess everywhere. This one kind of has like the red lip oil. I don't think they've got different names. Feels like that, like a really suffocating mess. Mm. And then you have like this lighter one. I'm going to call this like... lighter red, also is a little bit lighter, but then you do have this really nice but then you do have this really nice pink. Like light pink one.
It's very Barbie pink, isn't it? That's a very classic.
Oh, there you go. Strawberry, pomegranate and passion fruit. And oh, I wouldn't say any of those
are pomegranate or passion fruit, actually.
No, I wouldn't either. I'm actually confused about what one's what because they don't label anywhere.
I'm thinking that orange will be passion fruit. No, what's passion fruit?
I think passion grapefruit is like, oh god, I don't know. Listen,
quick,
I don't know.
Say it,
basically, basically, they're shit. The Fenty Skin kind of one has it right because
oh,
it's
I've
like,
never tried
oh, they do a cherry one that's like light, but it's like a melted lip balm, really.
Yeah.
But then I also got just along this one out the Glow Balm by Kylie Lip and Cheek Glow Balm. And it's kind of in this like this new 70s packaging because I think she realized like you can't always just sell to millennials with millennial pink.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, that's
and
cute.
It's just the clear one. And I thought it was interesting.
What is it? A balm? Like a glowy balm?
It's literally just like a clear balm. You get them in different colors. So you can get like, you know, blush and kind of like lip tint colors. Mm. But I just got a clear one. And when I was reading the description, it was like, you know, put it on your face for like a dewy glow. It's literally just like a lip balm.
Oh, there's so many like multi-purpose balms are just the dumbest thing. They're so stupid.
Yeah, it's not nice. There's actually like an instant mattifying feeling to the lip balm, and a little bit weirdly textured as well. So I don't know. I just got it because I was talking about it in a video, and I thought it might be nice to have the props, but then I didn't even talk about it. But now it's not just only on my desk, but they're all out of the box and spread out on my desk.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that? The ghost?
No, I'm just trying. I mean, my desk is connected to a shelf, and I'm just thinking, do I spread across the shelf too?
No, that's cheating.
Okay, then next is a San Pellegrino Dark Morello Cherry Water. This one's in a can. one second, let me find something interesting. Oh, it's such a mess up here. I can't believe it. Like, if this was if I had a child and this was their room, I would scream at them.
But your rooms have always been a mess.
Yeah, no, they have. They really, really have.
Like, let's not lie.
I just have these sitting... Wait. Oh, and it's my Tiana one. I just have these sitting around. And this is the Disney Princess Signature Compact Series by Besame, right? And they released a compact and a lipstick set once a month. This was last year. Once every month, it was a different princess. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 12 of them. And they all have, like, an individually designed compact... and lipstick case, and there's a picture of them in the top, and then there's like a design all around the box. This is from Besame. The products themselves are really, really nice. The highlighters are beautiful. It's actually all the same highlighter, and the lipstick is and the lipstick is more like to the princess's brand. But they're all just really, really cute. And they were released at 2 o'clock in the morning, our time. So I would stay up once a month until 2 in the morning and buy them. And they're the kind of like collector's items where someone puts them on eBay and then you have to buy them for £500 instead of like 100. But I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like Besame is a really underrated brand. They have such amazing, amazing products. And if you're into like, accuracy in your products, they have lipsticks that are very specific to time periods but direct copies off that thing. I just think it's a nice kind of like purpose behind the brand and a nice thing to have that's a little bit different, you know.
something that sets them apart from the rest.
Exactly. James, exactly. But even things like the shape of the lipsticks, everything is so different to everything. They even have like old-fashioned mascaras. That's like the block mascara. And then you just use a brush.
Yeah, that's nice.
The owner of it has a book, basically, which is all about makeup history and the accuracy of... There's like face charts in there which shows what colours were used and where they were used and all this other stuff. It's a really good brand. Besame. Look it up. Love it.
Yeah, love that.
James, grab anything off your desk.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm going to talk about this. Tambourine's hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Now, imagine if candles were hand products.
What? What? Now imagine.
So listen, you know Jennie from Blackpink?
Yeah.
She did a video on her Instagram, on her YouTube, where she showed what was in her bag.
And that wasn't it.
Well, no, it wasn't her bag, but kind of like her evening routine. And one of the brands was Tambourine's. She talked about like the body wash and body creams and stuff that she uses. So I ordered what she used and a few extra bits. And this is just a nice hand sanitizer. Let me show you.
Oh, it's clear. Guys, it's weird. It's so strange. It's like a clear gel.
Yeah, it's like a clear gel that just disappears as you rub it into your hand. But what I really, really like about this, and I usually hate this in products, is the fragrance and how it sticks around. I usually don't like that.
Very Bath and Body Works hand sanitizer.
Well, no, it's not like that.
Very Bath and Body Works. Very similar.
No.
Very similar and close.
No. This is a lot more mature. This is like really kind of like bespoke fragrances.
Yeah, really bespoke.
It's very like what I would spray on myself. And that's why I think I like the fragrance. You can actually hear the desk. So it's like what I would like what I'd spray on myself, but in a hand sanitizer.
Yeah, nice.
And it's nice to complement with things. And you get these like tiny little travel ones that come with these like little shells that you click and like a little hand cream and sanitizer comes out. Tambourine. And they do like everything.
Now imagine a skincare was a candle.
Candle. But I really like that. If you like a whole sensorial experience right down to your hand, Sunny, that's a good brand to go for.
Yeah, very similar to Bath and Body Works.
No.
I love Bath and Body Works. So I have this deodorant. This is Wild deodorant. It's on my desk because, and I don't know how long it's been here because this was ages ago, they reached out to me to do a sponsorship, right? And I absolutely fucking loved, was it Native deodorant? It was, actually, I'm going to buy more because I love it so much. So it was like, I just never liked deodorant so much in my life. Like, you don't, it's not something you like rave about really, but it was such a nice, the fragrances were nice. It didn't stain my clothes. It didn't look like weird on my armpit. It was just a really, really nice deodorant. And I mean, I would sweat. Like, if I was, you know, I'm a sweaty
You're known person. For smelling like sweaty onions.
Now imagine if BO was a candle.
That
is what. So I bought this Wild deodorant because they reached out to me for a sponsorship. So I was like, you know what? Let me try it before, because I do like a natural deodorant. As somebody who works from home, I don't know what it is about putting on heavy, I always call it like fragrances heavy, because they smell so strong. Like deodorants that have like this powdery smell, or men's deodorant that smells like, I don't know, oh, what is it, like shit and copper, I always say. It sounds like something to cover a poo. Yeah. So I tried this and I really didn't like it. The Wild deodorant.
Oh, no.
It is messy. It is so messy. And
they're everywhere. Like, they're on every Instagram
honestly,
sponsor.
And
there's
somebody who wears
ad.
Black all the time, stained everywhere. You know when you get those deodorant lines? But even just on the armpit, it was really messy. And it didn't last as long, because I think I was comparing it to Native. It didn't last as long. The fragrance wasn't as nice when it kind of, like, sat on the armpit for a while. It just wasn't good. Mm. It's like using... I'm going to describe it as, like, really hard ice cream. In terms of texture, like a gritty hard ice cream, and then rubbing it on your armpit. Yeah.
Now imagine if armpit ice cream was a candle.
Was a candle. Listen, nail polishers.
Yay.
Yes. Obviously, I Korean versions of anything, I just like. I just feel like they do everything better. Yeah. I feel like the people who formulate products are just a bit more like on the ball and a bit more like, you know what? Let's just do this.
Let's do this.
And one of my favorite nail polish brands is Tiny. They do like a whole range of these polishes. They're like, now imagine a nail polish bottle and it's got like a it's got a really nice long tip on it that you can hold.
You know what it reminds me of? Who's the brand that did those lipsticks that came in ridiculously long, sharp applicators?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
But they do like all their... Hang on.
Oh, guys, he's walking away. Oh, my God, he's walked away.
All their things come in like a themed box. So this one looks like a Nintendo DS thing.
Yeah, it looks like a Cooking Mama game.
This one's called Cooking Soda.
Yeah.
And then you get like base coats, which are nice. And then top coats, which are like all your shimmers, your glitters, sometimes bits of confetti, all that kind of stuff. But what I love about this brand in particular is the brush applies really easily. Everything feels like one coat. And you know what? It just holds itself well. As someone who's like practicing with nails, you have time to kind of reshape where you went, if that makes sense, like filling any gaps and without slipping and sliding anywhere and like transferring onto somewhere else and all that kind of stuff. But they just have a really good range of products, and I like the way they look. I panicked. That's it. I panicked.
It tastes like blood. And
I think what's most interesting about the Korean gel polishes, and the majority of gel polish nowadays, is you can soak it off with alcohol, file your nails and soak it off, but they just seem to be of a much higher quality than others. Honestly, that's it.
The thought of filing off a polish on your finger makes you want to throw up.
No, you file and soak it. You file the top layer, then you soak it off with alcohol.
That doesn't seem right.
No, that doesn't seem right.
Right, what's your one? Okay, the last one is this. It's still on my table from when we filmed the other day. This Plumpit Volumizing Lip Plumper.
Oh.
Up to 24 hours, impact plumping, precision tip clip applicator. And it's called Ultimate Volume. And this is one that we did an experiment with because it went like viral on TikTok because it's so painful.
James, did you try it?
No, I haven't tried it because I tried it long ago and I wanted to die. I wanted to cut my lips off and throw them out the window.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, lip plumpers, a little bit spicy. They're fine.
Oh, yeah, here's a thing I need to add as well. When I mentioned this, people were like, yeah, that's what lip plumpers do. I know they hurt a little bit. They tingle. They feel slightly like uncomfortable. But this is pain on like another level. It feels like you're being tortured.
Yeah, this felt like someone was holding a lip match up to my lips. Like, I couldn't speak. My mouth started watering. My eyes hurt. Like, I wanted to get this off. And even after wiping it off, my lips looked damaged. They didn't look plump. They looked like had severe spaghetti lip syndrome.
It looked like trauma.
And they hurt.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And I really don't think... And it wasn't any kind of special result. It wasn't anything
No, it didn't do anything.
No. So, like, it's not really worth that pain.
Yeah.
But it was ridiculous. Like, there is no reason why a product like that should hurt that much to get subpar plumping results.
Exactly. You know what? Don't do it. Let that be a lesson to everyone.
Yeah. Don't do TikToks. Otherwise, you will die. We'll leave it on that.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us for our desk adventures. We've had water. We've had candle. We've had hand sanitizer. We've had everything else. I've forgotten. My body odor and thick ice cream. Thick powdery ice cream. Join us again for another Desk of Dreams adventure. Thanks for joining us. If you have any ideas of what we want to talk about, let us know, I tell you. And we'll do that.
Yeah,
so yeah, please. You can follow me, Robert WLSH, on Instagram, Robert Welsh on YouTube, and Robert Welsh MUA on TikTok for more makeup things.
For more skincare, you can follow me, James_S_Welsh on Instagram and TikTok, and James Welsh over on YouTube and our a joint channel, The Welsh Twins.
Absolutely. Well, thanks everyone. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.